Now, the rapid spread of the Omicron variant has led to a huge chunk of the workforce working from home. A new study shows that half of German workers want to make remote work a permanent fixture, and I think South African also. It's a key component to how we live in these COVID times. So how is Germany adapting to the working from home, especially compared to other countries, Clifford?
Yeah, good morning, Abangili. Germany is actually taking to working from home in a way that I have to say I'm quite surprised to see, because, you know, the corporate culture here, the office culture here is very, very strong, you know, and at peak lockdown last year, we saw that around half of Germans were working from home offices, which is actually higher than the EU average, which is around 42%. And although it's still lower than places like the Netherlands, which have 60%, but they really seem to have taken it on board. And now, as you mentioned, it looks like we had a study by the IW Economic Research Institute, which is in Cologne, and it shows that about half of the employees in Germany who worked from home during the pandemic want to be able to work from home at least some of the time after the pandemic, which hopefully is a time that that's coming very, very soon. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because these are the questions now that we're all asking. It's a question in South Africa. It's a question in Europe. It's, you know, these are the big question about working from home.
You know, it was on Wednesday. I was making my way to work here, and I think many companies had already put out a directive. I mean, even our company had already put out a directive that you can return to the office, which meant traffic was building up more and more. And I found myself sitting there, I'm like, why can't we just work from home? But maybe is remote working something that the government is keen to encourage out there?
It is, actually, because, it's been a kind of a mixed message. The Conservative parties were against it, but they're no longer in government. So you have this the Federal Minister of Labour, Hubertus Heil, and he's very much in favour of it. I think a lot of the opposition is based on the fact that sometimes it's difficult to separate your working life from your home life, and that some people are just working too hard or they don't know when to call it a day. So I think that's one thing that they are very much focused on. But they're also focusing on the positives, and the positives are things like, you know, fathers are spending time with their children in a way that they didn't before the pandemic. And this is something they'd obviously like to see continue. And so what they're trying to do then is introduce legislation which will allow you to say that employers have to allow employees to work from home unless operational reasons say work against it. For example, like if you work in a steelworks, you can't, you know, you're not going to be able to work from home. But and it's interesting what you were saying there about the commute, because that's a big factor. I mean, it's very cold here right now. And as I was coming into the office this morning, people were scraping ice off the cars and traffic was running very, very slow. And just like your experience, you know, you're thinking it makes a lot of sense to just be able to work from home.
And just lastly from my side, I mean, to work from home, one needs a good internet. And there's been reports, I suppose, from Germany that some internet connections are slower, or the internet connection in the country is slower than other developed economies. Are there any plans to change this?
Yeah, it's interesting in Germany, you know, because for such a rich country and such a big economy and with such great innovation in industrial areas and stuff, it's still perceived as lagging when it comes to technology and the internet. I mean, it's only 8 years since then Chancellor Angela Merkel said that the internet was unknown territory. Which at that stage it wasn't unknown territory. So it just shows, I think, there's a certain mindset here, a certain suspicion still about tech issues. I mean, you don't have big German tech players in the way that you would have. I mean, we have very few big German tech players to the same way that you would have, like, say, in the US. So what they're doing now is they've introduced, there is a new ministry of digital and transport. But so far, it's mostly been dealing with transport. So we're still waiting for things to really get going on this. But I think that it is something that, you know, that they realize that they need better connectivity because to make Germany more competitive in areas like innovative areas like autonomous driving, blockchain, artificial intelligence, areas where Germany is definitely lagging. So it's now a bit, now we have to see how they actually unroll this and really start pushing this. And obviously making better conditions for people to work from home is a great way to sort of help push these areas.
Clifford, thank you so, so very much for joining us this morning, giving us the latest coming out of Berlin. 18 minutes after 10. Good morning to you. Abungile Gonzalez is standing in for Lester Kivett.